The following is a presentation of the Houston Texans.
Coming up on Texans 360, Houston Texans cheerleader tryouts. Shane Lechler goes fishing with his brother Derek. Special teams coordinator Bob Ligaszewski, Randy Bullock, and more. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Texans 360. I'm your host, Mark Vandermeer. NRG Stadium in the background. The rodeo is gone. The NCAA Regionals, Sweet 16, all that stuff gone. And inside, they're hard at work in draft evaluation meetings. But there's another aspect of evaluation that took place just a week ago, and that would be cheerleader selection. Let's take a look at what happened at the first wave of tryouts.
The 2015 Houston Texans cheerleader tryouts, again, a huge party. We put the emphasis on huge because more than 1,000 ladies wanting to be on the field on game day. Jordan, Randy, how did it go?
It went pretty great. We were kind of nervous, but we just kind of let all that go away and just danced the best that we could and to our best ability.
Is it easier having a twin sister to try out with?
Oh, yeah. We definitely feel like it's an advantage, so hopefully it will be. We'll see.
How much did the experience of being a Houston Texans cheerleader help you today?
It helps a lot. It helps you be able to add your little extra something to the dances, and you look a little bit different because you know what to do to catch someone's eye.
Julie, how'd it go?
Good, I guess. I'm really tired now. A lot of adrenaline going, but good.
How nervous were you?
1 to 10, like an 11. I didn't think I was nervous, and then I got really nervous.
How many times have you tried out?
This is my second time.
What do you think is different about this time that you did better, maybe?
This time I'm more prepared. Last time I didn't wear lashes, I didn't have boots, so I'm much more prepared this time.
And a very famous Houston Texans cheerleader, Antonietta, went through the process again. She's somebody who's been a boxer, a really good one at that, a Houston Texans cheerleader as well, but this time around, she was nervous.
I used to laugh at the vets when they would say that the second time was harder, because I was like, whatever, you know what it's like. But definitely being on the team and knowing what I'm going to miss out, it's harder this year, for sure.
I think going in, I think they expect a little bit more from us. So we have to be on top of our game. There's so many beautiful girls here, so we had to be with it.
You could see more regarding the Texans cheerleader tryouts on HoustonTexans.com, of course. This is also pro day season, as players from your favorite area college teams have been auditioning for potential NFL jobs. Let's check in with Drew Doherty and John Harris and find out how things went for some of the area schools.
Thanks a lot, Mark. You know, we're professionally dressed. I've got a tie. You've got a coat on. John, you and I went to a bunch of pro days around this area, you know, within 4 or 5 hours. But nobody made more money than the prospects in the city of Houston, right?
Yeah, I would say so. At University of Houston, Deontay Greenberry, wide receiver, declared early, only stayed 3 years at the University of Houston, and didn't go to the combine, didn't get an invite to the combine. So his pro day was the only time the scouts really had the opportunity to take a look at him, and he tested very, very well. He ran in a high 4.4 range. He had 21 reps at 225. He caught the ball really well. And then afterwards, he had to take the Wonderlic test. So he had to do all that because he didn't do it at the combine. So I think Deontay Greenberry made himself a little bit of money. I think he'll get himself drafted. And the guys over at Rice, I think Christian Covington had a nice workout coming off an injury in 2014. And Jordan Taylor, I thought, had a very, very good workout for a 6'4", 210-pound wide receiver.
You know, we took a trip up to Waco, and really the most notable of all the prospects around here was quarterback Bryce Petty. He did a nice job in his pro day, right?
Yeah, when quarterbacks, you sometimes take it with a grain of salt because they're thrown against air. But if it's George Whitfield, there are brooms and beanbags and bags being thrown at you. But I thought Bryce threw it really well. He looked more comfortable under center, unlike at the Senior Bowl where I felt like he was very uncomfortable under center, and I thought that was a struggle for him. But I think if anybody out of this entire group is going to go that high in the draft, outside of Malcolm Brown from the University of Texas defensive tackle Malcolm Brown, I think it's going to be Bryce Petty.
Pro day tip as well about Waco. Make sure you get a gut pack at VTEX there in Waco because we packed on some good stuff there. Mark?
Okay, guys, take a break. Coming up, Shane Lechler goes fishing. Also, underrated aspect of professional football, special teams. We'll hear from special teams coordinator Bob Ligaszewski. It's all happening on Texans 360.